Well, speaking of all things Brockton, we are being joined right now by that city's mayor, Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Dan, I'm sorry I'm running a little late today, but as always, thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, before we get into some more serious matters, we just mentioned the Brockton Boxers will be in Lexington tonight facing the Minutemen. I'd like to get your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a proud graduate of Brockton High School, class of 88. The Boxers will defeat the Minutemen. I respect everybody in Lexington. It's a wonderful town. It's a historic town, but it's not the city of champions. I might be a little biased, but I do wish all of the players good luck tonight. But the Brockton Boxers, in my humble opinion, will prevail.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for that. And once again, you can hear that right here on our sister station, WBMS 101.1 FM. And now, of course, unfortunately, we do have to talk about some more serious issues. Of course, COVID's continuing to be a factor. What are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, the great news is we're green classification here in Brockton now, which is awesome. We were yearning for that to happen, and it happened on Monday. So that's an awesome thing. But, you know, when you look at the numbers of the reality, we're up to 548 deaths, 29,003 total cases. But the good news is we only have 59 current active cases in Brockton, Dan. And you recall, you know, not too long ago, you and I were talking about 3,000 current active cases. So it is trending in the right direction. It's great to be able to see people not having masks on. I made a mask mandate last August when the spike happened at City Hall and city buildings. I was able to release that a week ago, Monday. So it's masks optional. Same thing with the schools and the school buses and the school vans. So we're trying to get back to the new normal, whatever that is. But I just met with the Board of Health director. And again, we're, you know, cautiously optimistic, but we're going to continue to be diligent and vigilant.
And, of course, you did mention the mask mandate being optional now in city buildings. And, of course, they're in schools. How are the schools overall handling now this new phase of the COVID situation?
Yeah, I mean, fantastic. And I do want to applaud again all the students and the staff and everybody that makes the schools run every day, from, you know, the lunch workers to, of course, the custodians. So everyone is working in collaboration, which is paramount to our success here in the city of Brockton. And, you know, I want to thank Mike Thomas, Superintendent Mike Thomas, who actually was a Brockton Boxer on the basketball team back in the day in class of 87. So he couldn't run, but he could shoot. But with that being said, I'm a dad of two kids in the Brockton public school system. So I witnessed it firsthand as a parent and then as a mayor. So it is great to be able to see children's faces and their laughs. So we'll continue to be diligent, as I said, here in Brockton. But hopefully we've turned the corner, and I'm really hopeful.
Now, I also wanted to ask you about the hospitals in the city. How are they doing right now?
Yeah, no, great question, Dan. And so, again, it's all positive news, not positive cases, but positive in the right direction. It's turning in the right direction. The census numbers are down, thankfully, at the VA hospital, at Signature Brockton Hospital, at Good Samaritan Medical Center as well. So Neighborhood Health Center opined on that as well. So the numbers are down. The 666 people ICU cases are down as well. So it is really looking like we've turned the corner. But much like I've said, I mean, they're all also cautious because we thought last summer we turned the corner and there was a spike. But, you know, we're continuing to give out our masks. But more importantly, we're giving out the test kits. We're giving out thousands of test kits. So we'll continue to do that. And unfortunately, you know, we have so many right now that we're working diligently with our partners to get them out because there's expiration dates. And I do want to thank Plymouth County. I'm going down to the commissioner's meeting tonight and to see Treasurer O'Brien as well to get 1,000 more test kits from the county and get those out. So our partners down there have been great. But we'll just continue to do what we're doing here in the City of Champions, Dan, and that's about working together with a shared vision of a healthy, safe community.
Now, speaking of testing centers and testing kits and all that, how are things down at the Shaw Center?
They're doing well. They have peeled back, though. They're not 5 days a week now. They're 3 days a week. They're on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So, you know, I supported that decision. Again, DPH, Department of Public Health, has been an awesome partner through the pandemic. And Brewster Ambulance runs the site up there. They're the agent for the state. So, you know, the numbers just didn't really make it conducive from a financial standpoint and a logistics standpoint to do 5 days. But they didn't abandon us. So now it's 3 days. And, you know, it's really a good thing because we can use those 3 days. And then the other 2 days, we're using our Board of Health nurses and our school nurses as well to to work to fill in the gap. So there are 3 days. It's not just a Brockton site. It is a regional site. So if you do need a booster or you need a first or second, that's where you can go.
And I understand you also gave your inaugural address.
I did. Typically, you give it on inauguration day, but we were actually doing a shortened version of inauguration. The swearing-in was very, very short. We only could bring one guest with us out of abundance of caution. So I did just do it. I want to thank Brockton Community Access, BCA, filmed it, and it's been out there, and the local newspaper, The Enterprise, ran a story about it as well. So, you know, I'm really proud to be the mayor of the city of Brockton. Of course, it was my first term was the COVID term, but I was privileged to be reelected, and I have another 2 years to serve as the mayor of the city of Brockton, and I'm going to continue to work with all the elected officials here in the city and in the county and in the federal and state, and we got a lot of work to do, so we're going to roll up the sleeves and get the job done.
And something that's also been announced recently in the city is the pothole hotline.
The weather's been a doozy. It really has. This winter's been tough to the roads and streets here in Brockton. So, again, to be proactive and to really be customer-friendly to the people that elected me and that pay the taxes here in Brockton, you know, if you see a pothole, report it. So we have a dedicated phone line now that was generated, and it goes right to DPW. And, you know, it's the right thing to do. And we also have a quality of life online survey that people could fill out as well. So, again, we're not through with winter. It's a beautiful day out there today. But, you know, we've had a lot of sizable snow that has damaged the road. So, you know, I'm asking people to be a little patient. Our dedicated DPW are out there trying to fill the potholes right now. We're trying to just really fill them in right now, and then we'll address them in the spring and summer. But it's something just to be, again, we need to be customer friendly at all times.
Alrighty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day. Go Boxers.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.